Welcome to the Conversation Changers podcast. I'm Rebecca. The company of Conversation Changers are a group of people who know what it's like to live in poverty in the midst of Canada's many privileges. The stories you'll hear come from Bridges Peterborough. In today's episode, we are interviewing Ralph Gutkin. In addition to being the president of the company of Conversation Changers, Ralph founded a separate social enterprise called Clean Slate, which you will hear about today. Now let's meet the rest of our team.
Hi, I'm Matt.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yeah, interviewing Ralph for the podcast was really fun because Ralph was one of the facilitators on the bridging team that I became part of Bridges.
Yeah, and Ralph has been around for a while because he was a mentor on my bridging team, the very first one. So let's hear from Ralph. Today we have a guest. It's Mr. Ralph Gutkin, and I've known Ralph for quite some time. Him and I were in the first bridging team together. So welcome, Ralph. And I hope that we can ask you some questions and you'll have some wonderful answers for us.
Thanks, Todd, and I'll do my best.
All right. The first question I got for you is, how did you get involved with Bridges?
Well, when I came to Peterborough, it would be about 7 years ago, I guess 6 months into being here, I started looking around for ways in which I might become involved in the community. And I started participating in some community-led activities, organizations, and sort of began doing most of my volunteer work in the anti-poverty realm. And I met Alan and Lynn, who, of course, were the founders of Bedford House. And one day, Alan asked me if I'd be interested in being on a bridging team. We had a brief discussion about it. Alan really couldn't exactly explain what he was all about, but I agreed to do it, and the rest is history.
Great, thanks. So the next question I want to ask you is that you're involved in a social enterprise and it's called Clean Slate. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So let me just say briefly what a social enterprise is. There's no real common definition of it, but basically social enterprises are businesses that are run for a social purpose. Often, and as is the case with Clean Slate, the purpose is to provide employment, training, opportunities for individuals who would otherwise face barriers to employment. That is, people who would most likely not find work in the regular workforce, so to speak. I guess that's the main function or the main purpose of Clean Slate is to establish a business and hire people who are barriered. I will say that we are working on getting a mattress recycling operation started in Peterborough. We were moving along very nicely in that direction before COVID struck. And then when COVID hit, we had to put a hold on our plans. And we've sort of reconstituted our plan and are moving forward.
Nice. It's always nice to get things like that going. So the next question I got to ask is, what inspired you to create Clean Slate?
It's a good question. So the Clean Slate basically is an evolution of an idea that I first had several years ago. As you know, I was incarcerated and came to Peterborough basically for a number of reasons, including looking for a new start and a community that I could become involved with, et cetera, connected with. And the original concept for a social enterprise was actually a worker co-op idea that I had to establish a business that would employ formerly incarcerated individuals. And over time, the nature or the kind of business that we envisioned changed more than once. And the model of the work or the structure of the company itself changed from a worker co-op to a social enterprise. And we expanded the idea of not just employing people with criminal records who were found that as an impediment to finding employment, but basically to provide opportunities for all individuals who were barriered, to the extent, of course, that they're able to perform the work involved. And so Clean Slate came about as a result of sort of, as I say, an evolution. Started with one idea and evolved into its current form.
Yeah, that's awesome. And finishing up with Clean Slate, what would you like to have happen with it for the future?
Well, I'd like for the mattress operation to open up and for us to be in a position to start hiring people. Obviously, like that enterprise to be successful, and for people that are employed to find it to be an experience where they're supported and they're able to thrive in that environment. Ultimately, for Clean Slate to expand to other communities and potentially expand what we're doing beyond just mattress recycling, because the whole recycling field is a pretty expansive field, and there are other related commodities that we could be recycling other than mattresses, but we're just starting with mattresses.
That's great. And helping out, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, right. I should say, obviously increasing the size of the workforce as we do expand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So we'll go back to Bridges Peterborough. And what keeps you involved with Bridges Peterborough? What are the highlights that you get from that?
I'd say on a personal level, it's the community and the friendships that are developed, which for me really made a huge difference beyond me looking at the broader picture. I see that the model, that the Bridges model, which really, as I see it, is one of providing an opportunity for people to grow, to make changes in their lives, but really to find their own path in that regard, you know, with the guidance, if you like, the allyship of people that we call mentors in the Bridges program, for people who may be coming from less opportune circumstances to find their own place and to grow and to move forward in life as they are interested and able to do so. And certainly seen over the course of time that I've been with the bridging program, including the current bridging team that I co-facilitate, that kind of shift in people, and to watch it happen is exciting and heartwarming. So I guess that's the other reason why I continue to be involved with it, because I think it's a really great model for people who are under-resourced to find their own path to moving forward if that's where they want to do.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I've been in that situation myself, so I couldn't have said it better.
Let me just pat you on the back and say that you are one of the shining examples of how the bridging program changes lives.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. That's great. That's a nice compliment. So the last question I have for you is, how does your work, we'll say, with Clean Slate and with Bridges Peterborough and whatever else you're involved with, how does that change the conversation, in your opinion, around poverty?
Well, fundamentally, I think the standard conversation around poverty is looking at people who don't have money, don't sometimes have jobs, don't have financial resources. And a lot of efforts are designed to try to fix those individuals. The conversation that I think is generated by nature of what we do in Bridges is looking at finding the gifts that everyone has, recognizing that poverty is a function of lack of resources, financial only being one, and that people often are surprised to discover that while they may be low in some areas like financial resources, they have other resources which are necessary in order to move forward in life. Even that revelation can be life-changing. And basically build on what you have to develop those that you don't have and move forward in that fashion. So the conversation shifts from looking at the individual and trying to fix them to looking at all the causes of poverty, and there are several, including the economic system in which we operate, including some of the players in the economic system who take advantage of others. So that changes the nature of the conversation in that regard. And, you know, while Clean Slate isn't operating as yet, I know from other social enterprises that I've looked at, spent some time with, that it demonstrates that people who are generally thought to be individuals who are unemployable can be employed, can in that process grow and move forward in their lives. And it can become exciting because you change the conversation often from one of generational poverty to the possibility of ending that cycle for that generation and for generations to come. And the kids of parents who are able to move forward in their life in that regard are the ones that probably benefit the most, as their home environments and the opportunities that are presented to them, including having healthier food, which makes them more likely to be successful in school. You eliminate, you know, incidents of involvement with child welfare authorities. Criminality is highly reduced. As I say, health is improved. And so it does change the conversation about poverty. And it is a way of making our system work better for everyone, not just the privileged few.
Oh, yes, agree 100%. Thank you, Ralph. That's all the questions I have for you. You're very insightful, and I just want to wish you well with Clean Slate when you are able to get that going forward a little more. So thank you for joining us, Ralph, and we'll keep in mind all the answers you gave us.
Thank you, Todd. Enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, thanks again, Ralph.
Hi, I'm Matt. This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood and the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, 100 Women Peterborough, United Way, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Todd, Rebecca, and myself.